get underway, and Dennis, thank you for being with us this morning.
You're very welcome, Vance. I'm excited to be here. Not only do we have the cold, but we got a fresh 6 inches this morning.
And you're residing now in, is it?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake. Okay, I was going to say George, but I knew that you weren't quite yet to that retirement stage where the retirees go. Well, what is it about George, Utah?
St. George.
Oh, St. George. I'm sorry. There's a saint there, huh?
Yep. They call it St. George.
Okay. And it must be warmer there or something?
Yes, it's like 100 miles from Las Vegas, but it's in the mountains, right at the edge of the mountains. Virgin River goes through there, and so for whatever reason, somebody put their thumb on the map and said, this would make an excellent resort community, excellent retirement community, and they built it that way.
Okay. But you're...
Why? I don't know.
But you're not there. You're in Salt Lake, and you used to reside just down the road from us, and the irony of Dennis and Vance's history is that we used to live, maybe a whole 17, 18 minutes from each other, and as sad as this is to admit, we never even were at each other's house during the tenure. And
isn't that crazy?
It is totally crazy. Dennis, for those who don't know your story like I do, let's just get started there and a little bit about the background. What I put in my email teaser about today's call was that your background in the restaurant industry,
mm-hmm.
and which I don't think is any different than any other person out there who says, you know, I'm tired of being a W-2 employee. I know I've got enough talents and gifts that God's given me to strike out on my own and do something and pursue that American dream. And you guys did that. However, I think it was more of an American nightmare, right?
Absolutely, a great American nightmare.
So just enlighten us. Give us a brief, some history about Dennis Estes.
Well, Vance, if we go back just a little bit before the restaurant, it really sets the tone for this. Because I've been involved with network marketing for about 11 years prior to being introduced to NECAN. And my background at that point, I was in law enforcement. I spent 10 years, a lot of times my older children, particularly my four older children, Vance, kind of grew up without me being around. I did some undercover work, crazy shift kind of work. It was just one of those situations where providing a vital service, I don't regret one second of being in law enforcement, but man, was it tough on my family. So then I tell folks I jumped from the frying pan into the fire. I went out of law enforcement and into the restaurant business. And we had success with our restaurant in Eureka, California, and decided if one restaurant was good, two had to be better. So that's such an amazing thing. You think, okay, I'll double my income, but what you forget is you quadruple your expenses.
And I have to laugh because fortunately for my mom, she had three sons who had a little bit of wisdom at their younger ages, because she had that same idea, had a successful restaurant, think, hey, we can duplicate this, and we're looking at the clock going, when do you plan on sleeping?
Yeah, right.
So, anyways, go ahead, though.
Well, I went even further than that, Vance. I mean, not only was it this dream of this second restaurant, but we ended up building it. We bought the ground, started from scratch, and built it 167 miles away over in the Redding, California area. So not only did I create myself a second nightmare, but I did it where it took 4 hours to drive back and forth between the two restaurants. And that's really where my NECAN genesis, that's where it really began. I was working, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the news store over in Anderson. And then I would come home on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to work the store in Eureka. And then I taught martial arts three nights a week. I've been involved in martial arts since I was 6 years old, and I had one of the largest martial arts schools in Northern California. And so I would, work at the restaurant, go in at 6:30 in the morning, and I would work until 6, 7 at night, and then go teach martial arts until 10, 11 o'clock at night. Get home 11:30, and get up the next morning, start it all over again.
And I would imagine that some of the I don't know if sarcasm takes a place as much as in your home as it does ours. But I would imagine your kids, when you did come home, would ask the question, "Who's this guy, Mom? Again, tell me."
Well, yeah. But literally, Vance, my wife had become a single married mother. She had the ring, she had the license, she had the children, but I was never around. I was doing what I thought I was supposed to do, that was bringing home the money and doing what needed to be done to provide the lifestyle. And our, if you look at it on one hand, okay, we did have the income that was fairly decent, but we didn't have the lifestyle from the standpoint of doing family things together. And that's really what led me to start looking for something different. My wife was not happy. My children were growing up and didn't know who I was. My two younger children, now I have six kids, all girls except for five boys. And my youngest had started walking while I was gone to the other restaurant. And I had committed to my wife, Vance, and when I make a commitment to my wife, that's really important to me. And I had committed to her that I was going to be there for the significant events in the lives of our children, and now I wasn't. Once again, I had missed a significant event. And we just decided, and that's kind of like where she talked and I listened.
Mm-hmm.
We decided we were going to do something different. Now, I don't know how many of the listeners are familiar with Humboldt County, California, but it used to be, you know, big timber country, so logging was very important. That was in decline. Big deep-sea fishing, that was in decline. And the other thing it's known for is growing dope, and I'm an old dope cop, so that wasn't going to work. I literally, Vance, didn't know what I was going to do to maintain the kind of income and lifestyle we had while transitioning to get time.
At least legally.
At least legally, right, yeah. And so my, I don't believe in accidents. Everything happens for a reason. And 3 days after we had this very in-depth discussion, a fellow walked into my restaurant with what we know now as a back flex. And he, literally, quote, he said to me, here, put this in your pants and let's have lunch. Okay. He taught martial arts in our community. He knew that I suffered from a low back problem. What he didn't know, Vance, is that I had been hospitalized with that. I spent 4 weeks in a hospital in Boise, Idaho. And when I refused to have surgery multiple times on my back, I was invited to leave. And I was wheeled down the hall in a gurney, put in the back of a station wagon, and taken to Nampa, Idaho, where I was put in the hospital there for 2 weeks before I went home. So I was 6 weeks in the hospital with my back. And I watched my father have surgery on his back and come out of the hospital worse than when he went in. The chances of that happened to me, I don't know, but I wasn't willing to take that chance.
Mm.
He gave me that back flex, Vance, and in 20 minutes, 80% of my discomfort was gone. It just absolutely blew me away. I didn't even know what it was, but on that day I was dragging my leg behind me.
Mm.
Kind of like having the worst toothache you've ever had, and that's your leg and you're walking on it.
Sure, sure.
And that's the way I was when I got started with this. I put that thing over there, and in about 20 minutes, 80% of the discomfort went gone, and I went, wow. And I thought immediately, there's a lot of folks in the world who have discomfort, who hurt. And if you could help those folks not hurt, there's a lot of money that can be made.
Sure.
And so instantly, my brain switched to the conversation I had with my wife, and I thought, here's my way out. Humboldt County is very back, much back to the natural kind of thing. There's a lot of chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, alternative and complementary healing modalities are very common there. And I thought, this is going to be my chance. So being the, suave, sophisticated businessman that I was, I went back to the table where this fellow was sitting and said, okay, Chris, let's cut to the chase. What's it going to cost to buy distribution rights for Northern California? I had no idea, Vance, that this was network marketing.
Wow.
But he smiled up at me and he said $49, and I instantly knew it was network marketing.
because it's when you, as an entrepreneur, because it's exactly what you were, you start thinking down the road of, okay, I want to get in on the whole thing, and I, as you said, buy the distribution rights, and know there's going to be a significant investment to start a business, much like you did at two restaurants and a martial arts studio. So how did you know that for $49 this had to be too good to be true, or it had to be network marketing?
Well, Vance, if we back up just a bit to that second restaurant we started, we had $350,000 of our own money, and I had to borrow another $750,000 from the bank, so $1.1 million to open that second restaurant. So I knew that any time you get involved in a business, there is a significant upfront expense to get it off the ground and get it going. And the only industry that I knew that you could start for such a little amount was network marketing. So when he said $49 to start, it instantly triggered in my mind, okay, it's got to be network marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But Vance, here's the interesting thing. 11 years in network marketing at that point, been with five other companies, had never really made any money. I mean, I've gotten checks, but I'd never made any what you'd call real money in network marketing. Maybe some of the folks listening today can relate to that. But I always believed, since my first introduction to network marketing those 11 years before, I always believed that network marketing was the vehicle to take people where they wanted to go. Vance, I just couldn't find an engine to drive that vehicle, meaning the product.
Sure.
It was like having a Ferrari with pedals. It looks really good on the outside, but man, was it tough to make it go. And the Nikian products provided that Ferrari engine. And together I had this automobile. But you remember I had a wife at home that was not too happy about my time commitments and being gone from home all the time?
Sure, because I imagine at that point, again, with all of those commitments, where do you... Because I love the way Jeff Van Blair can say it, and I just listened to the Beautiful Compensation CD or Freedom 2015, whatever we're calling it now, again this week. And he stated that with as little as what most people spend watching television, you can build this business. But it doesn't sound like you were watching much television.
No. I'm not even sure I had a television, quite frankly.
I would imagine that she's just thinking, going, okay, wait a second. There's not time for this.
Exactly. It was even worse than that, because not only did she feel disappointed because 3 days before we'd had the discussion about me spending more time at home, but she also did not like network marketing. She was very anti. She didn't understand it, and she was very anti. So when I came home and said, guess what, sweetheart? I just signed up in another network marketing deal. And I'm all, bouncy, 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 the Energizer Bunny, and she's beginning to scowl. She's not happy. And I said, I just wrote a check for $960. And those of you listening, it doesn't take that much to get started necessarily, but I wanted to get started, and I wanted to do something quickly because I made that commitment to my wife.
Uh-huh.
And then I told her, Van, don't get upset about that. I wrote it out of an account that has no money in it. Now you can get upset. But it was a deal where I wanted her and I to work on a problem together, and I didn't want her fixated on Nikan or network marketing. And I said, sweetheart, I believe this is the one. I said, I feel this in my heart, that this is the business that's going to get us out of the restaurant business, that's going to provide us the life that we say we want to have. Mm. And she said, you've never made a wrong financial decision in our married life. If that's what you believe, okay, but don't you dare talk to our friends, and don't you dare ask me to help. So I had the ground rules. I knew what I needed to do. I said I could do this an hour a day. And I mean, I was still working from 6:30 in the morning to 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, 7 days a week. But I said, if I don't make some changes, I probably will lose my family. I'll lose my wife. I'm losing my health. I'm going to lose everything that's important and that I love in my life. And I have got to just wiggle in a little bit more time and carve it and rearrange it. I call it nooks and cranny time. It was 15 minutes here and half hour there, and and the next day it'd be an hour presentation maybe, but it was just whatever time I could do to prospect and then recruit. And by golly, Vance, by the fourth month, around the fourth month, our check was about $4,000.
Wow.
And by about the sixth month, it had grown to over $10,000 for that month. And at the end of the first full year, doing this extremely part-time, I took my wife out to dinner because I told her, 1 year, sweetheart, if you don't think what we're earning is worth it at the end of 1 year, I'll get out. No questions asked. So I took her to a nice candlelit dinner and romantic music playing, and I looked through the candlelight, and I said, what do you think, sweetheart? She said, I think you're a moron. Because at that point, Vance, we had earned more money part-time doing Nikan than we did full-time owning and operating the restaurant.
And did you, when you... I mean, it probably took you a while. You can't just unload a restaurant or two overnight.
No. Matter of fact, I started, after the first year, I made a switch, and I said, okay, I will consult with the restaurants, but I'm going to do Nikan full-time. Well, yeah, right. That was when the economy went really bad the last time, back in the early 90s, and we ended up losing the restaurant, the brand-new restaurant. After 2.5 years of being open, they closed 5 mills in the area, and we had, 10 people coming in at lunch, 12 people coming in at dinner, and you can't handle that. So it went away within the first year or so that I was involved with Nikan. Actually, in the second year, I was involved with Nikan. And then it took till 1998 before we sold the other one, and we got zero out of it, not one penny out of that restaurant. Mm-hmm. It had been running since the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah. buy new equipment, and you get a loan for the equipment, and then you pay it off, and, you know, those kinds of things. But we were grateful to get out from underneath it.
Sure. No. It's yeah. like unloading a, you know, if you get a second house or, you know, or even your own house that you're upside down. I mean, you can just get rid of it. You
yep.
feel better about getting rid of it. Dennis, you know,
exactly.
what I find fascinating about what you've shared thus far, and I want to spin it and fast forward to date, but
sure.
I want to address this one thing, and that is that our five pillars of health that Nikan has, healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society, the finances and the society, those two are what jumped out at me in your previous life as far as, you know, you contributing, because you don't go into a martial arts studio really to make money. It's more of a to give
right.
back to society, to
right.
pass on gifts and talents and teach people disciplines.
Right.
You had those two covered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely. However, the other three, the mind, the family, and the body, I'm going to say your body probably suffered driving 167 miles each way numerous times a week. I would imagine that you obviously, because your back was completely messed up. But that's one of the things that I know today is different.
Absolutely.
100%. And even a few months into Nikan part-time, we have the opportunity as wellness consultants to evolve and change that and start to focus on those and go, okay, well, let's see how we can get these into balance.
Absolutely. And they become more important because they become doable. As you look at it, you go, wow, I'm creating something here that by a natural consequence of doing what we're doing begins to move those into alignment and begins to balance those five pillars of health. And yes, today is much different. It's interesting, Vance. I had dinner last night with one of my martial arts students from 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Who decided, he found me on the internet last week, called me, and he decided because of my involvement in law enforcement that he wanted to become a police officer. He's now been a cop for 20 years. He retired 4 years ago. It was a fantastic discussion because he knew me from 25 years ago, and then you fast forward to today, and he can't believe, and there was nothing, quote-unquote, wrong with me when he knew me 25 years ago.
Sure.
He said, you're a completely different person. He said, if I didn't know and recognize you, I wouldn't recognize you as the same person.
Wow. Wow. And that's, I not to boast, but I to brag on what Nikan Products and the Wellness Home have done for our family in the last 18 years, I hear a comment repeatedly, not every day, but from people that I know from that many years ago, and one gal put it best when she said, don't you ever change.
That's right.
I looked at it and said, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And she came back and prefaced it by saying, you don't look a day older than when you were my junior high pastor 20-some years ago. And I said, really, I really appreciate that. You know, and that's the power of living those five pillars, not just talking about them, not just saying this is
yep.
kind of
Nikan
plus, but really delving into them. One of the things that you have delved into is, I don't know, not sure which, I would guess it would be Delta being because their hub there in Salt Lake, but you've put a few miles on underneath your back because of the business and where it's taken you all over the world, and you slid into, not slid, it doesn't happen by chance, but in the top five income earners in North America. And that doesn't happen by accident. I know it's taken a few years to develop that, and it is hard work. It's, as I explained to our 9-year-old yesterday, that, you know, every obstacle is simply an opportunity dressed up in overalls.
There you go.
My triple O philosophy. And I don't know which motivational person I heard that from, but it's irrelevant at this point.
Yeah,
I'll look it up
now.
And give them credit later.
But
Dennis, what are some of the things, and if they are different, that you're doing today that you started with, as you said, in the nooks and crannies, 15 minutes here, an hour here, you know, building your business today? What are you doing that makes it go?
Well, I tell you, and that's an interesting, because I was thinking about that as I came home from dinner last night, and having met with these folks and how things were like, and then looking at when I began the business. Here's what's so different today, and in my opinion, so much easier, Vance. Today, the media is driving our opportunity. Today, you can't listen to the radio, watch television, pick up a newspaper, look at a magazine without something headline screaming about the healthcare challenges, not just here in North America, but globally, as well as the challenges economically.
Mm-hmm.
And in some recent studies, Yahoo.com did a study here, I guess it's been about 2 years ago now, about the top 20 concerns. And 19 of those were financial, and one of them was health-related. And so everybody's aware of this whole idea about being out of balance financially, being out of balance with healthcare, and they're looking for solutions. A lot of these people, Vance, this time around, in these economic conditions, we're finding folks in the white-collar class, the professionals, the business leaders, the CEOs, those types of people that are out on their ear this time, where typically in our economic downturns of the past, it's been primarily blue-collar workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have found, Vance, that the switch that I've made is that I talk about the five pillars. And people will say to me, well, last night, the wife, I had never met her before, and she said, you look so young, you can't be that old. Well, I'm younger than I was 20 years ago, and it's hard to believe that, but even my tests when I go in and have my yearly physical, they're saying, man, we can't believe for your age, 57 isn't that old, but they say for your age, we wouldn't expect these kinds of results. And that's what I talk about. I talk about before and after, before NECAN and after NECAN in terms of balance of those five pillars. And Vance, everybody's looking for that.
Mm.
When somebody says to me, Dennis, what do? I say, you know how people struggle trying to balance their work life and their home life and still have time for themselves? And they all go, yeah, I teach people how to do that. That, Vance, allows me to go into the five pillars. It allows me to identify, do they have a product need?
Mm-hmm.
Do they start talking about the body or stress of the mind, or they talk about family being out of balance or the finances? And that allows me to tailor make my response then based upon what their needs are, and I can offer solutions based upon the gifts of NECAN.
Sure. Well, and it's interesting you say that, because you said 57, which is the exact same age that a buddy of mine on the fire department had guessed my father. This is a couple months ago. And he said, your dad, what, 57? And I laughed. And he said, why are you laughing? I said, well, he's a year off of 70. And he looked at me and said, no way. I said, yes way. And you guys share the same name, too. And what I find fascinating about that approach of literally talking about the five pillars of health, because nobody else is doing it.
Exactly.
Nobody else has that to offer, and it really is something that we can offer, because, as Dave Stoltz has pointed out last week when he was a guest on the call, that really the humans being more is that's who we are.
Yes.
Not humans gaining more. It's not humans earning more. It's not humans
mm-hmm.
stealing more. Not using more. You know, it's being more, and
yes.
when we be that. What, Dennis, and this is what I really want to make sure that we don't leave out, and since we have time here to permit this, right now NECAN is launching in North America, the Latin launch is what I'm
right.
naming it, and you were part, I believe, of the pre-launch meeting there in Irvine, California.
Actually, Vance, I was not there.
Oh, you were not?
I'm aware.
Okay.
No, I'm aware of the launch and the information, et cetera, but I was not at that.
Okay, well, then it's okay, because I wasn't there, and I feel like I can speak intelligently. But I'd like to hear your perspective, because as one who's spent a fair amount of time down in Spanish-speaking countries, both in Latin and South America, what's going on, and how can we, as gringos, how can we best take advantage of that?
Well, you know, Vance, I'm really excited by this. We get a chance to open a brand new country in what is already a stable market, already has the resources, and yet we're going into a community that has not been well developed in regards to NECAN or even network marketing necessarily. A market that is our fastest growing market in the world of NECAN right now is the Latin market. So when we look at, you know, Mexico, as an example, Vance, Mexico and Costa Rica, when I put my income from those two countries together, it equals what I make in either the U.S. or Canada.
Wow.
We have that opportunity to come into this marketplace and begin to develop in a community that's already together. I mean, the culture of the Latin Americans, that Spanish culture, that family kind of culture that's there gives us an opportunity to come into it. Plus, it's an entrepreneurial culture, Vance. These folks are looking for opportunity. Many of them came here specifically for opportunity. And network marketing companies, and I was just reading an article last night, network marketing companies who specifically target, in a good way target, mm-hmm. the Hispanic market, really find that they get a solid boost. I mean, we look at Herbalife as a company. They made a huge expansion in their company when they went into the Hispanic market. So we've got a proven track record in Latin America. It's full of excitement and leaders and people moving forward who now are going to come from Latin American market and come into North America and begin to share what they've done. So you see we're matching the hats there. And then all the leaders like yourself, myself, the other leaders that are in NECAN North America already are there as sort of the support network to fall back on. So here's what I would recommend. I would find whomever you can in the Hispanic market, somebody that is a Spanish-speaking person, begin to cultivate and get that person or two or three of them on board, and then get them and anybody that they know to Irvine on March the 5th for that Latin kickoff. You're going to see this thing just go like wildfire through that community. And you don't want to go down there yourself and then go, gosh, I'm excited. I'm going to go start talking to people. Build a little network now. I've got some folks in Chico, California that have been working with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and they've already got a group of people who are going to go down there together, and they're bringing friends. And we just sponsored, here's a quick story. I know we're running out of time, Vance. I was in Minneapolis last weekend doing a presentation, doing an expo, and while I was sitting there with this distributor in my organization, she got a phone call from a fellow who said, I'd like to know more about NECAN. And she said, well, come on over to the executive lunch. We're going to have it here in an hour and a half. He came over. He's been in another network marketing company. He's got 250 people, but they've really burned him bad in that. I mean, like really cheated him bad. And he says, I want to become a NECAN distributor. Out of the blue, he comes in and signs up. He's going to Mexico tomorrow. Monday. And he's going to begin to work with some of those folks that he has down there. And his primary driving purpose was, A, to make a change to a credible, ethical company, but, B, was to work in the Hispanic market. And when he found out about this launch, he's already committed to have people in both Miami and to have people in Irvine. That's how excited the Hispanic market is about this, and I'm even more excited.
Well, and Dennis, what I think is so amazing about the timing of this, and I'll give credit where credit is due. Josh Nelson, Reed Nelson's son, and I were discussing mm-hmm. this the other day, and I said, Josh, you're bilingual. How are you targeting? Because he's in the Portland-Vancouver area, and he says, Ants, it's really simple. I just kind of switch my question to people, and I'm not really even interested in them so much.
Yep.
He said, it's kind of a reverse psychology thing. He said, but I just asked them, who do you know that speaks Spanish?
Yeah.
And when they look at me and they say, why, he said, well, our company, our stable, as you said, you know, an established company,
uh-huh.
is launching the Latin market here in North America, and it's called, and he pronounces it much better than I do, the Vital Wellness, he says, the Spanish version of it, which has uh-huh. much more of a flair and a romance to it, and he said, they're launching that, and it's absolutely what it's taken, what has already taken place and proven itself in Latin and South America is going to be just catastrophic here. And all of a sudden, he's taking the pressure, he's turning them into a seeker for him
yes.
to seek out Spanish-speaking people.
Absolutely.
And I thought, Josh, that's brilliant. And he said, I'm just hungry. I got to do something to make this thing go. And I thought, you know, that's exactly it. And Dennis, talk about, because I think it's out in the open enough and we can share with people, and there's been enough emails going out so people know that this Vital Pack, this Vital Wellness Pack that they're starting with, and I think the numbers were, as Luis presented it the other day on the President's Club, all that 80% of the wellness consultants in these countries where they've launched, 80% of them are coming in with this Vital Pack. If I understood that correctly, and maybe I'm way off on that percentage, but it sounds good, and let's just run with it. But what is it that people are able to do with that?
Well, they're getting a low-end pack that gets them introduced to the NECA begin technology so they can begin to have a result. And of course, the economy in these countries is somewhat lower than ours, and the incomes that are made is somewhat lower than ours. So they have a smaller price point package that people can begin to experience. And I'm not quite sure what the product mix will be here, but basically the basic kinds of energy products that people can begin to wrap their head around, begin to show and tell and demonstrate. But the power of that, Vance, is that for everybody that purchases that smaller pack, they get a 40% discount off of the sleep system pack. And what they're doing in Latin America, Vance, is they lead with the sleep. It's all about the sleep and the benefit of the sleep. And so not only does the new person that comes in that purchases that beginning pack get this 30% coupon for 40% off the sleep system, but the person who sponsors them also gets a 40% off.
Uh-huh.
So now we see people purchasing and getting the sleep system packs, getting the benefit of the sleep system, and then they're beginning to share that with others. And then, of course, they have an environmental pack, and you know they've got some nutrition and that type of thing, excuse me, as well, to round out for AutoShip and those kinds of things. So it's a complete marketing strategy. But what's really driving it, at least in that market, and you know we're testing it here to see how it's going to go here, but that having that smaller pack initially, and why the vast majority of them buy it, is because they get something of benefit besides the product. So they say, okay, there's a perceived benefit with the product. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to be able to help people. But gosh, I get 40% off of this most expensive part of the product line. I definitely want that. That's a huge huge driver for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So immediately they're able to get a substantial discount on the backbone of the wellness home.
Exactly.
And literally launch their business.
Yeah.
And I when Josh and I were talking about it the other day, I said, you know, Josh, basically, when you look at that, that's a substantial discount. So there's not, and I believe there's no, is it no CV involved with that 40% off because it's marked down so low? Or
There's no CV on the smaller pack. That's the initial come-in pack.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No CV there. It's a lower CV, obviously, because it discounted the price on the sleep pack, so there's a lower CV, but it's no CV on that smaller pack. Right now, it's about a $320 pack.
And it carries with it a 500 point, so it's a third of the way to senior. So if Lewis came in and he sponsored Alfredo and Jorge, and they all bought that vital pack, well, Lewis is going to be instantly a senior.
Exactly.
But there's no, again, and I want to stress this to people, there's no commissionable volume attached to that because it's discounted so greatly, nobody's making any money. Nikan's not even making any money. They've discounted
right.
it so low at
right.
their cost. However, I guess the analogy in coming out of the construction industry, out of my father's background and my grandfather, both my grandfathers, I guess I looked at it from the perspective of if I was going to go into any construction trade, it would be mm-hmm. like my father or my grandfather saying, look, you're going to need some tools to get started,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to take you to my tool provider, and because him and I are friends, he's going to give it to you at cost. Nobody's going to make
right.
I don't make any money, you don't make any money, he doesn't make any money off of it. However,
right.
you're going to get your basic tools to get started right
exactly.
out of the gate. And
exactly.
it gives people, I like to say, from my perspective, starting 18 years ago, when, and you remember this, these days, we had to buy $500 worth of products retail
yep.
before
yep.
we could get them wholesale.
That's right, yeah.
And so
yeah.
We're giving these people an unfair advantage, but am I going to sit back and complain and whine? No, that's
no.
all water under the bridge.
That's right.
If we market this correctly, and share with people, and immediately, I know what some people are thinking right now is, I think it was Jack and Sherry Clark who were the first to speak up and say, well, what about us? What about us? What about us, North American Wellness Consultants? Can we get one of those packs? Well, we don't need to.
Yeah.
You know, we've already got all these tools. We've already been established, and the key is, I think the importance is start asking that question, who do you know that speaks Spanish?
Boy, that's a powerful question for today. You're absolutely right.
Because as you pointed out, Herbalife, literally, I see more Herbalife car stickers now in Spanish than I do in
mm-hmm.
English.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just the Portland market. I don't know.
No, it's been a phenomenon that has, and I hate to use this word, but it's very appropriate for them, but it literally resurrected their company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have such an opportunity with what we've got, with the whole humans being more, and the cultural shift that happens through the five pillars that fits what the culture coming out of Latin America is all about, the Hispanic market. There's such a natural touching together of those two that it's just a natural consequence. And yeah, there'll be a little bit of crossover as some of the English speakers in North America want to do this other program. And you know, like for myself, I've just sponsored a couple of people that are Spanish speaking, and they're going to be taking advantage in that market. And so, you know, it's going to be a bit of an adjustment as we move forward. But I say, you know, it's just like when you're going to go in the water for the first time, don't dive in head first because it might be shallow. Jump in. Just jump in and do it, and then see the results. And yeah, you may not get the benefit of that lower pack, but you know what? Your people will, and they'll begin to grow, and then, you know, the 6% is where that money's made, and as you see those leadership levels happen, then you're going to start to see that volume begin to roll through, and that's where you're going to get your money, that's where your benefit's going to be, not to mention the satisfaction of, once again, expanding humans being more.
Mm-hmm. And I think the parallel that you pointed out earlier is that most of the people that are coming from these Latin countries, the Spanish-speaking, and it's not just Mexico, it's all over, and it's not just Latin and South America. People are they literally by the droves, and you and I both have ancestors that have done the same thing. People came here because to pursue the American dream.
Yes.
And they're ready to roll up their sleeves. They're ready to work, and we're now Nikken is enabling them at a substantial discounted opportunity financially as far as investment to get started. Because they will find a way, and there's a house that we drive by every day to get over to Gresham where you used to live, Dennis.
Uh-huh.
And there's got to be 8-10 cars parked in front, and I know there's multiple families, and it's a beautiful home, but they have figured out ways to make it work so their families can enjoy this American lifestyle and make it work on a limited income and the resources that they have. And there was one other thing that I want to point out, too. I believe, if I understand this correctly, when that Vital Pack is made, when that investment is made, they also receive a certificate for, is it called bronze training?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
And that is a half-day training. And right now, it's only going to be taking place in Miami and Irvine. However, and Dennis, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, however, I'm pretty confident that if we got 100, 150, 200 Spanish-speaking people in any major area around the country that all did this, that Nikken would say, okay, we need to send somebody up to do that half-day training.
I'm with you.
I don't think that would be an issue. And that's the thing that, again, right now they're going to, and they can kind of hold on to that. Mm-hmm. But if we accelerate and take advantage of this opportunity, it's not... If it's going to be huge, it will be.
Yes, and it's a game changer, Vance. It's a subtle shift. It's doing business a little bit different than what we've done business in a particular market that can literally be like you know I'm a Vietnam vet. It's kind of tough to bring it up this way, but it fits so much. I was a weapons system specialist, and you had a fuse that went off before it detonated the bomb, if you will. Well, that's what's happening here. We're igniting a fuse in the Hispanic market that has the power to create this huge explosion that will be cross-culture, be cross-language, be something that's going to be a tremendous benefit to everyone as this thing begins to go. So there's going to be a little explosion here, which is going to lead to that huge explosion, you know, which is not going to be that far down the road. You know, I bet, Vance, if we look 6 to 18 months down the road, we're not going to recognize the activity that's going on compared to what's going on today.
And everything goes full circle. And I think about it because of my background, setting to be a pastor, going to school with people from other countries who went back to their countries, and they trained their people, and those people are now coming to the States to duplicate what the mentor, if I can call it that, or the pastor, learned here. So everything goes full circle, and we have an incredible opportunity to tap into it.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
And it's so much more than just about making more money. It's about giving people the opportunity to experience what we have, and that is with humans being more. And
well, Vance, that goes back to the whole thing. You know, you can either feed a man a fish, or you can teach him how to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole concept.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dennis, I want to thank you because this is exactly what I was hoping to gain from our conversation, is
good.
To literally expose people not only to what's happening with the Vital Wellness, that Latin launch, but also to have them hear your story, because your passion resonates, and it's a great reminder that there, especially today in our culture, there are people out doing exactly what you did 20 years ago.
Yes.
In the life or the nightmare that you were living. And it's tragic, and we have to remind people and utilize conversations like this. And just as a reminder, folks, if you know somebody that you think would relate to what Dennis shared, www.saturdayamlive.com, bring it up. Steve Kofit will have it up in a couple hours at worst case scenario. And just let Dennis do the work for you. Let him, let his story share what Nikan has done, not only for his family, but literally for hundreds and thousands of people that he's
around
had the
world.
Opportunity, around the world to introduce to this. So plug him into it. So again,
absolutely.
Dennis, thank you so much. And those of you who missed it, Dennis Estes has been our guest this morning. And you can check it out again, SaturdayAMLive.com. And look forward to talking with everyone again next week when Terry Latham joins us. And if there's anything between now and next Saturday that we can do, please get a hold of your Upline President's Club member when it comes to really wrapping your hands around the Vital Wellness, the Latin launch in North America, because they'll be able to give you some more pointers. Because most of what I've learned, and I think Dennis would echo this, most of what we've learned about this has been through literally conversations like we just had, figuring out the bits and the pieces and all the information, and then coming up with kind of what do we do with this thing?
Exactly.
And so contact your Upline President's Club member, and if you can't get a hold of them, then call me. And I don't mind giving my phone number out. I'm not a hermit here, folks. 503-695-5683. Again, 503-695-5683. And you can access your Upline, and if you can't find anybody, you know, that's where you'll find somebody that'll do it. And I know that I don't have the exact time because I didn't write it down. Ruth Williams and Martha Sue Yeary, who is bilingual, they are doing WebEx presentations weekly for this. And I know if you're in the Williams organization, you receive the email on that. And if you're not, simply go to ybhurtin.biz is the website. It's letter Y, the letter B, HURTIN.biz. Is that website, and on there, just look under WebEx presentation. There's one on there for the Spanish gig. So I think that's it, you guys. Again, Dennis, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to serve, Vance. Thank you.
Hey, and everybody have a great weekend. Stay warm if you're in one of those cold. Just have faith. It's going. Spring is coming, all right, and it's going to get hotter. And if it's not getting hotter in that realm in the weather, it's getting hotter in our businesses. So have a great weekend, everyone.
Vance, this is Linda, nurse Brad, and
yes,
the call
Linda.
With Ruth is at 8 o'clock this morning, and the website is ybhurtin, H-U-R-T-N.
O-N, without the I, okay.
.com.
Thank you, Linda, and see, Linda's one of them smart, savvy listeners. She figured out how to override my muting all the line system.
Sandy from Virginia, can you repeat your phone number again, please?
Sure, I can, Sandy. So again, you guys, 12 minutes from now is that WebEx. Vance's phone number is area code 503-695-5683. And if you don't give me live, just do a non-American thing and leave a message. I know it's tough for some folks. And I promise, I'm getting really good at this. My commitment is within 24 hours to call you back. So look forward to serving you guys. So have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Could we have Ruth Williams' phone number at 8 o'clock this morning?
You're going to have to go on the WebEx, unless Linda has it right in front of her. Linda, can you come back on the line? Do you have that phone number?
I don't have it in front of me, but you can get it at yburtn.biz.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys, I'm hanging up now. Okay, no more interruptions. Just call me. Email. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.